One of the biggest threats that entrepreneurs face when they are starting a business is they can't let go of trading time for money. They think that to be successful, it's a matter of grinding it out and working harder. On this episode, I'm going to talk about a theory called Parkinson's Law that will help you break free of the matrix of trading time for money. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today. I am so excited to be here with you, helping you grow your business that gives you more time and flexibility and freedom to do what you want in life. It is all about being aligned with your purpose and your passion. When you do that, then working simply does not feel like work. It is truly blissful. I wake up every morning around 5 o'clock. I start to think about all the things that I want to create during the day. It gets me so excited, and I have such a great start to my day. I do not dread waking up and hit my alarm clock 5 times because I'm trying to avoid things. I am pumped to be alive. So I hope you enjoyed the previous episode that I put out where I talked about the 6 different money mindsets. Hopefully that gave you a different way of looking at things, because when you start putting on some different lenses when it comes to building your business, you could really start to grow exponentially. And so I want to continue this conversation and talk about something that holds so many of us back, which is we trade time for money. I talked about that on the last episode. And I want to talk about how to break free of some matrix constructs around time. I like to call them the matrix because that movie is all about being controlled and working within the boundaries of these self-created limiting beliefs. So today we're going to talk a little bit more about time. And this is very relevant to the last episode that I talked about. If you didn't listen to that, make sure you do. So what we're going to cover today is I'm going to share a really cool story of how I broke out of the time-traded model. Now I realized that I could vastly do more than what I thought I was capable of. Second thing I want to discuss with you is I want to identify some time traps that entrepreneurs fall into when it comes to managing their time and their productivity. And the last thing is I'm excited to tell you, I didn't even know there was a name for this, but I was doing some research the other day and I came across this, but there's something called Parkinson's Law that describes how we create this construct around us. And we're going to talk about how to break free of those walls that hold most people back when it comes to their time. Back in 2020, this was when COVID was going on, the pandemic, and everything was completely shut down. So at the same time this was going on, my wife and I were having our 3rd child. And she was born in September of 2020, right when we were knee deep in the pandemic. And most of you probably know, you've heard me talk about this story, how being in sales and working with hospitals, those hospitals were shut down for several months and my pipeline in sales absolutely dried up and I had virtually no income and I had to think of something else to do. I had to create a business. This is where my business came from. But here's what a lot of people don't know is this same time that we were having our 3rd child, my wife broke her hip when this was going on. When she had our baby, she broke her hip. And she had to have a hip replacement surgery the following year. So I had a lot of things going on. And here was the biggest difficulty that we faced was that we couldn't find help, right? So I've got a brand new baby. I'm building this business out. And then also I'm participating in these masterminds. Like this was the year that I told you that I paid $25,000 to join a mastermind, which required a decent amount of time, okay? And then on top of that, I was still trying to keep the bills coming or keep money coming in through my sales job as I built out my business. I started a podcast. I was creating courses. I had clients that I was serving in my business. I still like to sleep 8 hours per night. And then I love to enjoy and meditate. And it was interesting because I really had to learn how to become what I like to call a time hacker. So I was doing a lot of things at once that was completely overwhelming. And one thing that I knew just from working with other entrepreneurs that it, is if that I just could reduce my overthink to a minimum and just do the thing that I needed to do. And what was interesting is I had to get creative, right, to do this. And there was nobody to help out. I mean, we got some neighbors who would come in and watch my little baby, take my baby for walks and stuff like that. But we didn't have any type of a nanny or a consistent babysitter. We got some help from family. But really, like, I had to be Mr. Mom. I had to run the business. I had to run my book of business and sales. I had to keep growing my business, participating in mastermind groups, working out, meditating, sleeping 8 hours, and taking care of my other two kids as well. So there was a lot on my plate at this time, but I made it through, and I had to get really, really creative on how to make that happen. I had to learn to basically ask for help and find other ways of doing things, build systems, become increasingly more efficient. But the interesting thing is I was able to realize that the stuff that I was doing myself was exponentially more than I thought what was possible. And it really started getting me thinking about how we perceive time. And that became a fascinating topic for me, was that time is a complete construct that we create and we work within those walls. And you guys have heard me talk about constructs, because a lot of times I think of those as limiting beliefs. They're beliefs that we have about certain topics, like time, like money, like what we're capable of doing. And when we have these beliefs, we literally set up walls around us, and then we try to work within those walls without realizing that there are so many other tools and resources that can be utilized that fall outside of our awareness. And once you even become aware of these constructs, that gives you some power. But what's even better is when you start to realize that these tools, these resources, these people that you aren't even aware of are there, you start to think differently and you start to search for those, and then you start to implement new resources that you never had before. And this is what allows you to level up massively in life or in your business. So after I started being aware of these constructs, then I started seeing them everywhere. And I want to share with you a few what I call entrepreneur traps around time that hold us back in a big, big way. Okay. The first one that I want to mention is just like how much time we spend overthinking things. We mull this over. I always say that like results comes from gaining knowledge, taking action, and subtracting the overthink. And that is what creates results. And a lot of time people spend like 1.5 to 2 hours in overthink, right? That's a lot of time. Think about that. That's like over 10 hours per week that could be utilized to move you and your business or your life forward, right? So really a huge key to this is reducing overthink and just trusting yourself. This is why they say trust in yourself, is because like it literally saves time. It literally saves energy. And that time and that energy that would have otherwise been spent worrying about stuff goes into making things happen. And like I said, that was one of the keys that I had when I had that situation where my wife's hip was being replaced. I was taking on all those things, is I didn't overthink any of it or worry about it. I just went in and did it. And I just have this trust in myself that things will work out the way that they need to if you go all in on it. So when it comes to your business, think about entrepreneurs, how much time they spend worrying about stuff. Is this going to happen or is it not going to happen? Is this going to work? Is it not going to work? What are people going to think of me? You know, the imposter syndrome thing. These are all examples of time being incredibly wasted, okay? So you've got to learn to get rid of the overthink. You've got to learn to trust yourself and just do the fucking thing. Okay. So another trap that people fall into is you think that to get a result, like if you want to get a bigger result than you've ever had before, that you've got to grind harder. You've got to hustle and grind harder, that you've got to put more time and energy into it. Okay. Now, an example of this is like somebody who says, okay, well, I want to buy a house, so I need to have a down payment for this. So for the next several months, I'm going to increase my workload from 8 to 10 hours or 8 to 12 hours. And then I'm also going to put an extra 4 or 5 hours in on Saturdays. Okay. You say something like that, you are in the time matrix, right? You are thinking like about training more time to get that outcome. Okay. So that's another great example is, you know, sale. I mentioned this in sales, right? So a lot of salespeople think, okay, well, I'm making $200,000 per year, and every day I'm calling and making 30 cold calls. So if I want to get to 300,000, that means I need to increase from 30 to 50 calls per day. Like, you think that you need to grind harder and work harder to get that outcome instead of being smarter, okay, or being more efficient or creating more systems, okay? So that's another example of it. And when you ask yourself, is this worth it? And you think about how much time you are spending on something, that's another example that you're kind of caught up in the time matrix. The reason why, as I mentioned this on a previous episode, is like, say you're going to create a course and you put all this time and energy into it, right? It takes 50 hours for you to build out this course, record it, and then launch it, right? And then you only make $1,000 off of it. And you're like, oh my God, if I put 50 hours into this and I only made $1,000 on it, then that means I'm working for $2 per hour. Okay. You're flipping back into that time-traded model with that thought process. What you need to realize is that an entrepreneur invests time. Okay. People always think about money as being spent. It's the same thing with time. If you're thinking that you've spent time instead of invested time, okay, what is an investment? An investment is where you trade time or money now for a much greater, exponentially greater result down the road. So you've got to get off that thought process of, is it worth it? I'm putting so much time into this. You need to evaluate what this is worth down the road, because results, especially as an entrepreneur, often are delayed and they often compound. That is the key. This is why you've got to play the long game as an entrepreneur. Okay, the last thing I wanted to mention around this is you have the opportunity to grow your revenue in your business, but you don't, because you don't want to outsource your help, because you're thinking that that's going to be more time and more energy, when really it's going to make you more efficient and allow you to grow. This is something that hits home to me. And the reason why I mentioned this is one of the traps that I fell into in my first big online business. Was I was making, you know, well over six figures, and I had this feeling that I'd hear other entrepreneurs say, hey, you should hire somebody to help you out with the tasks that you don't want to do and spend more time in the revenue producing parts of your business. And my thought, because I was trained to think like an employee, was I do not want to spend money that I just made on other people, because then I'm going backwards. You see it as going backwards instead of going forward. So that's another great example of how you get trapped in these matrix, these constructs, right? Because you've been an employee for so long. Okay, so here's what's cool. I want to talk about something called Parkinson's Law. And this was something that I identified a long time ago. I started to realize this, have this realization about this construct, and I didn't even know there was a term for it. But the other day, I discovered something called Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. What that means is, if something must be done in a year, it'll be done in a year. If it must be done in 6 months, then it will be done in 6 months. And where this term came from was from an economist who was talking about how there's so much bureaucracy in government or in big corporations, and things have these big timelines, and they end up wasting so much time and energy with people just going back and forth. And on a personal level, I think of homework, right? I remember when I was in school, I'd be given an assignment and they'd give us 2 weeks to get it done. When did it actually get done? It got done on the last night. I would sit around and I would dread it for 2 weeks and stress about it and worry about it. And then what happens when the night before, I'd be cramming to get it done, but it always got done on a time. It always got done, like Parkinson's Law states, in the time that was allotted for it. But what would happen if it was just due the next day? Then I would have knocked it out, right? I love thinking about things like this. And this is something that I totally experienced when my wife had her hip surgery, is that I had to figure out how to do my job in one quarter of the time that I used to spend on doing it. And it got me thinking about like the 40-hour work week. Okay, that's literally training people to work within these constructs of time, of thinking that you need to grind harder instead of becoming more efficient, right? So why is it that every single job out there requires 40 hours to complete? Who came up with that? The truth is it doesn't, okay? Most of the jobs out there can be completed in a quarter of the time that is required, right? But we don't think of it like that. We expand to fill up those hours. Remember I was talking last week when I was talking about the different mindsets, a commission mindset goes from time-based to productivity-based, right? Like I get paid on results instead of like how much time I'm spending on something. The problem is a lot of like people in sales is they think that they need to grind harder, right? They're getting paid on their productivity, but then they end up like using up more time. So this is just kind of like the reverse example of that, right? So when it comes to the 40-hour work week or how much time you're spending on things, just know this, okay? You can do way more than you think you can do, but we just expand to fill out whatever time that we give it. And this is why I hate SMART goals. SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, time-bound, or realistic and time-bound. I hate the word realistic and attainable because what is not realistic? There's nothing that isn't realistic, right? Especially if you give it enough time. But I think that time-bounding things in time can also work the opposite way and screw you up because then you feel like you're failing, right? You could be working on something and you may misunderstand how much time it needs to be done, like building your business, right? A lot of times people expect to be done in 3 to 6 months and then they feel like they're a failure if that doesn't happen, right? So it can work both ways. So how do you break free of the matrix when it comes to time, okay? First thing is to recognize that time is a construct. You've probably heard that before. You've probably heard people say, well, time is a construct. What does that even mean? Well, it means that we've created these boundaries in our own head, just like we do with other constructs, okay? So we view time as seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, okay? Those are all like metrics that we've assigned to identify with time. Now, here's the problem with that, okay? Tony Robbins used to always say that we vastly overestimate what can be done in a year, but we underestimate what can be done in 5 years or 10 years or even 3 years. What that means is because we get caught up in these constructs around time and we think we aren't getting anywhere. And if you think about those old movies that were made on film, what those movies were was a bunch of different slides of individual pictures, okay? And those could represent days in our lives. And as you play this film and shine a light through it, and you play this film in rapid progression, those individual slides start to appear like a movie, right? Same thing with our lives, okay? We get hung up on the day-to-day, and we think we aren't getting anywhere because we're seeing each of these individual slides instead of understanding that this is a big, beautiful movie that we're creating. And this is why so many entrepreneurs get hung up on nothing's happening. They go 3 months or 6 months and they're like, it just doesn't feel like it's going anywhere because they're looking at these individual slides instead of zooming out and realize that we're building this big, beautiful movie of our life. So if you trust the movie, then you spend less time overthinking as well. And that gives you more time to actually make shit happen, right? So realize that time is a construct. Here's another example. Money, okay, a lot of times people are like, well, I don't have enough money to do something. And they think of how much money they have in their bank account. And they're like, well, there's just not enough there. That's a construct, right? So they've created a boundary because of how much money they have in their account. And they're waiting for there to be more room inside of that box that they just created. Instead of saying, well, how can I do this? How can I create more money? How can I create another asset? And working outside of the box, right? So with time, you kind of do the other thing, right? Time, what you don't want to do is increase the time. You want to hold that time, that box that you created in time, the amount of time that you think is necessary, and you want to increase productivity instead. So you've got to start thinking, how can I do what I want to do without increasing the time that is involved? If, you know, I'd say even shrinking it, right? So the example I gave of, well, I want to save up for a down payment for a house, so I'm going to increase my workload from 10 to 12 hours and also work on Saturdays. Hell no, don't do that, okay? Say, I want to save up for a down payment. How can I become more productive and effective so that I can create more money without increasing the time? Keep that box right where it is or shrink it down, okay? And what's cool is when you do that, it forces you to start thinking three-dimensionally, thinking more expansively. So the example that I had to come up with when my wife had her surgery is, how do I shrink the amount of hours I'm working in sales down by 2/3 and still be as effective or more effective, right? What do I need to do to make that happen? Well, for me, I got good at digital marketing, right? I got good at content creation. So instead of like grinding more, I've got to stay an extra 2 hours to make more calls. What I'm thinking about is, how do I use marketing to become more effective? How can I reach more people with the same amount of energy, right? If I send out 100 emails, or I send out 1,000 emails or 10,000 emails, does it require any extra time? If I create content to reach out to 100 different people, or if I grow my social media following, right, I'm hitting more people at once. But if I make more individual DMs, if I get into the DMs, or if I try to make more phone calls, that's taking up more time and it's not making me more effective, okay? So how is it that you can keep the time the same or shrink it, but make the output vastly more? When you start asking yourself, that's how you get out of the time matrix. A couple ideas around that is bringing on employees to help you, using tech like AI, outsourcing things, creating better workflows, okay? These are ways to do more with less, to amplify your impact without increasing your time. And we talked in the last episode about how a business owner is really good with systems, right? Building out repeatable systems that can scale. So that's why this whole lesson is so important. Use this as training, okay? Understand that you can be highly productive, highly effective without adding time, without hustling and grinding more, okay? Once you start to understand this, you'll start to think a little bit differently about building out those systems. Okay, all right, I am so excited about this topic. I love diving into this stuff. Here's your call to action today. I want you to go into the show notes and grab the online business playbook that I dropped in there. It's kind of like the A to Z about building a business online and digital marketing. That way you're very familiar with a lot of the stuff that I have been talking about and a lot of things that I will be talking about, and it will help you come up with some new ideas to grow your business. All right, my friends, thank you so much, and I'll catch you on the next episode.